This is Pavlina Demchuk-Macquarie, producer and host of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Welcome, Vitayu. I hope you'll enjoy this next podcast of a feature interview recently broadcast on the show. Links to all Nash Holos podcasts and a live broadcast, as well as program details at www.nashholos.com. Smail Tantana is a Crimean Tatar living near Simferopol, the capital of Crimea. He joins us by Skype. Welcome, Smail.
Hi there. Hi, Palat. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
Thanks God, everything's all right. I mean, hopefully it's going to be all right.
We hope so too. Now, there's a lot of unrest there. And just before we came on, you were telling me a little bit about the history of Crimea and the name of your town or your capital city, Simferopol, the origins.
The town that I live in right now is called Simferopol. But the historical name, like a real name we can say, is Akhmezjit. During the first occupation of Crimea by Russians, we can say, in 1773. And after that, they changed all the names of the cities and villages in Crimea, almost of them. But sometimes still we have like Bakhchisarai and other places, still they have the real original name.
Yes, I was in Bakhchisarai, and I noticed so many of you speak Ukrainian.
Yeah, we can speak, for example, I'm Crimean Tatar, and I can speak Ukrainian, I can speak Russian, I can speak Crimean Tatar, I can speak Turkish and English, like five languages, and it's okay with us. I mean, not like the people who say on TV that they like... they cannot speak Russian or other languages. I mean, it's all right here to speak any language you want.
Hopefully it will stay that way, that you'll be able to speak whatever language you want.
Yeah, but right now, for example, if you speak Ukrainian in the downtown, you probably will be beaten or even kidnapped and unfortunately killed.
Really?
Because someone is already, someone, it's like two or three persons are kidnapped here already. And if you just come out right now and go to the city, with the Ukrainian flag, they will call you as a fascist or Banderovitz and they try to beat you. Always there is a lot of, like, our local TV showed us that a lot of people that come out, they were beaten and they telling us to not come out from this, to not go out from the houses and just keep waiting at home.
Oh, dear. Now, you have actually sent, yesterday you sent a link of a TV stream where we could watch online.
Yeah.
But they're under attack, though. I went and I saw, when I tuned into it, I saw just an old movie, which is an old Soviet technique.
Yeah. Because of the time differences, I sent you a link, internet link, and it was nighttime here. That's why you saw the movie. The thing I will tell about little situation here right now: the pro-Putin people, they not all Russians that lives in Crimea, they don't want Russia to come here. They don't want Putin to come here. That's why the Putin understand that, and what he does. He stops all the Crimea channels. All Ukrainian channels, they don't work in Crimean right now. And what he did, all pro-Putin people, they right now, if you turn on your TV, you're going to see just Russian channels. And all Russian channels is like telling that Ukrainian, they're killers, they're fascists, and they're going to kill us. Everyone like who speak Russia, they will kill us. They were making propaganda like... bad propaganda to people, to make Russian people who lived in Crimea and who doesn't accept Putin regime, they wanted to make them think like Putin people do. And the only channels that is a true channel here that works in Crimea right now, this is ATR. He showed like real situation. He shows real situations in Crimea.
Is Putin succeeding in changing the minds and turning your Russian friends against you?
You know, sometimes there is a couple of my friends change their mind. Even if you try to speak with them and I'm trying to explain them about the situation, they don't want to talk to you. They just say, "What? Just Russia will help us. Russia is everything." You know, a lot of not only me but my friends and my relatives also have the same problem here. This is like in disinformational attacking us, like trying to make people that we actually. I think the main aim here of this attack is to make a war between the ethnic groups.
Yeah.
Between Crimean Tatars and Russians, between Ukrainians, and like, but we still keep calm here and trying to not make any conflicts here.
That's something that it really strikes a lot of us in the West is the amazing restraint of the Ukrainians and pro-Ukrainians like yourself. How do you do that? How do you keep your emotions so under control and not allow yourself to be provoked?
Actually, you know, it's really hard to keep yourself because of you know that the country that killed your grandparents, that they used like Stalin regime, they killed almost half of my ethnic, like Crimean Tatars, and I know this country don't like us Crimean Tatars, and when they like in a couple meters from my houses driving in cars and waving their like Russian flags and screaming like all you gonna be die, and someone is like, for example, there was a situation when in Bakhchisarai the Crimean Tatars their houses were signed, like, you know, they have a special sign on their houses, like this people lives here to make Yeah, this was, I mean, they do everything to make conflict, you know, they screaming something like, I mean, you want to fight against them, but we have people here that we trust. It's, for example, in Crimean Tatar, we have own like government here, Crimean Tatars. Mm-hmm. It's called Mejlis. And the head of this Mejlis is Refat Chubarov. And right now, what he says, he's our leader, and what he's saying, we just do it. I mean, right now he says that we need to be calm, we don't need to make any conflicts, and we need to be patient right now.
How are your communications? You know, you mentioned that the TV stations are all taken over by Russia. Do you have any problems with keeping in touch by phone, by internet?
Actually, no, internet, for example, sometimes in the morning I try to use my Facebook and to watch out about the news, but sometimes I couldn't use it. So I had to use Anonymizer to open Facebook, and they still trying to attack everyone here who is like making the truth come out. I think they will do everything to do so. I hope that it won't be like this, but you know, everybody tells and there is like kind of information comes that, in close future they will cut down the electricity so people will not use, internet and other kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
How are you making out right now? Are you preparing for this?
Actually, no. Usually people move to other places, but for example, me, like Crimean Tatar, my parents, we don't have any other place to go because our motherland is Crimea, and we have no place to go. Like, it's, and Crimea is not a really big place. For example, our Ukrainian neighbors, they moved to Ukraine, like other places, but what we can do, just sit at home and wait for the future, for tomorrow comes, like, until they come, and let's see. I mean, we don't know.
Is there anything, anything we can do besides just share your story?
You can help us with sharing the information about the Crimean situation, the sharing the truth that comes from Ukraine, like from Crimea. For example, what I can say right now is this is the truth, that in Crimea right now already almost 35,000 soldier troops and a lot of vehicles, Russian vehicles, like all trucks, tanks, and other stuff. For example, in the north of Crimea, the place where Crimea Peninsula bounded to Ukraine, the Russian troops, they landmined all the area. One road left. If you, and this road is closed. If you not come, you have like a big, you might have a big troubles. And people with the guns in the city, and you not even can go out and go to market. It's, you know, I mean, it's scaring.
And so there's no way out of Crimea for people to flee.
Yeah, you know, for example, every day that comes here, like bad news, and everyone here in the morning when they wake up, they're trying to find out, like, good news. And, you know, the good news here is, like, what the Europe says, what the Canada says, what the United States says, what the NATO says about the situation in Crimea. Because we just, we see our, we can see the only, like, real help from the Europe, from the NATO, from the Canada and USA.
Well, many people here certainly support you, and we're watching very, very closely and sending lots of prayers and good thoughts your way and keeping our fingers crossed that somehow there will be a miracle and this will be resolved and you can get your freedom and peace back and get a chance at building a good future for yourself and your children.
You know, it's hard to understand that a lot of Russian troops here in Crimea. And we, like people, we don't have any weapons, we don't have any kinds to fight against them. But what we have a clean heart and we have a truth. That's the strongest weapon that we have, the strongest weapons that will help us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Smail.
You're so welcome. We really appreciate it that you help us.
And stay safe.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this week's feature interview from Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In addition to interviews such as the one you just heard, Nash Holos is host to many other outstanding features produced by people who love to share their love of Ukrainian culture with non-Ukrainian speakers. From Ukrainian recipes and cooking tips to reviews of English language books on Ukrainian themes, views on Ukrainian politics and current affairs, culture, folklore, and of course great Ukrainian music, traditional and contemporary, by artists from Ukraine, Canada, and around the world. So join me, Pavlina, and my fascinating guests on the weekly radio broadcasts in Vancouver and Nanaimo. You can listen to the live broadcasts on air or online, or download the podcast and listen later in your own good time. You'll find program information, broadcast details, and podcast links at www.nashholos.com. So until next time, dopobachenya.